I smell it.
Yeah.
Romans 6. I mean, not Romans 6. Like, where did I, that was just looking at that. Luke chapter 3. We're talking about what the various groups were asking of John the Baptist. So in verse 12, then came also publicans to be baptized, and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, Exact no more than that which is appointed you. And we started to look at what the meaning of publicans is. And we, does anybody remember? What is a publican?
Someone who exacts more, expects more than what's appointed or what is.
Okay. Now again, and this is critical in the terms of the definition of a publican, because we are bond slaves and servants unto men. By definition, then, we can expect nothing. And if you expect a certain response from people because you say hi, then you're a publican. If you are traveling and people don't pay attention to you and you expect more, you are a republican.
You're a republican?
If you expect any aspect, anything, where you think something is due you, you are a publican. If you have a sense of entitlement, you are a publican. I just want to make it clear and emphasize this, that this isn't a historical reading here. This is every day in our lives. If you expect more from your spouse, you're a publican. If you expect your spouse to be in subjection to you, you're a publican. If you want somebody to be your friend and they ignore you, you're a publican. Everybody got it?
What's the friend? What's the friend?
What's the friend?
Who's withholding friendship?
Yeah. A Democrat.
All right. Next one is Matthew 11. We're still on publicans.
Well, who's not a publican? That's the question.
A believer.
Fully abandoned.
So expecting nothing.
Antonio's hi is
what?
Being a publican.
Do what?
Antonio's saying hi.
Yeah, sure. But it's all right. He's not under the law.
Yeah.
He is not under the law.
Where are we going?
Matthew 11.
He's only doing what he sees us doing.
Verse 12, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you will receive it, this is Elijah, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto, now this is the definition, we get really definition here. Whereunto I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the market and calling unto their fellows and saying, We have piped unto you, and you have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and you have not lamented. You see it? They expected something. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he hath a devil. And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous, a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Hallelujah. So what is? I mean, wisdom is always a feminine noun. And wisdom is always justified of her children. I mean, it's the same thing that I've kept saying to you. There's no shoulds or ought tos in the Bible. There are only what is. If you are seated on the mercy seat in eternity, then the automatic of the life of Christ will be revealed in you. But if you're still dwelling on the earth, then there's no way you can escape being a publican, because you love the same things that the world loves, you will esteem the same things that they love, you will fear the same things they fear, you will want the same things they want. And so that's lack of wisdom is justified by their children. Now wisdom is justified of her children. You are they that justify yourselves among men, but God knoweth your heart. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination unto God. Not an abomination, it is the abomination. The abomination is that which was spoken by the prophet Daniel, where there's this evil one sitting where God should be. Everybody understand that? Let's go to Daniel a minute. What?
Where it says friend of publican and sinners, it's like they were an identifiable group. I mean, we talk about publicans, and it's pretty much secret. We don't go around calling each other publicans. But here, it's like a title of a certain...
Well, here, let's look at it here. He's hanging around with gays and prostitutes. He's hanging around with bums that don't dress properly. He's hanging around with criminals, with criminal records. It's the same thing. You see?
I'm seeing now, but it's like we don't use that word in this culture.
No, that's why we're doing this. Let's go to Daniel 9. I think. Verse 27. And he shall confirm. This is talking. Well, this is the whole thing about that. Well, this is a good. We need to read this again. We read this every once in a while. This is the 70th week of Daniel, because we're gonna get here in Luke, because it says all the people were in expectation. All the people in Israel knew then that the 70th week of Daniel was up. They knew that the Messiah was just around the corner if he wasn't there already. And so watch. Verse 24, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression. Look what they finished. The 70 weeks finished. To finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and the prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. That was all accomplished. It's finished. It's finished 2,000 years ago, and it's finished today. Know therefore and understand that from, and you understand that what that means? It means that flesh is no more to be tested. There's no test going on with your flesh. It's over. Your baptism sealed it. If you understood baptism, it was your burial, including your mind. Your mind got buried at baptism. Now the only issue is, will you continue with him in his test? That's the definition of a disciple. And his test was never to lean on his own understanding, never to expect something, never to stay where he was accepted or go go away if he was not accepted. I mean, it just didn't matter. Because his source was from another, was from out of time and space. And the same is true for you. Amen? Okay. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks, 62 weeks. The street shall be built again in the wall, even in troubling times. Now, when Jesus started his ministry, the wall was finally finished. That's the meaning of this. After 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off. What does that mean? He was baptized. But not for himself. And the people of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, for 7 years. Now the war, well, that's gone, that's another story. And in the midst of the week shall he cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. That's when he was baptized. He spiritually caused everything to cease when he was baptized. Just spiritually, when he was born, it was Judgment Day. And for the overspreading of abomination shall he make it desolate, even until the consumption that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Now, in somewhere in the New Testament it says, when you see the desolation, the abomination, what do? It says you stand. And I should have written that down, but I didn't remember where it is. It's Matthew somewhere. When you see the abomination, and you stand. When you tie the lulav, i.e., when you smash that lulav against the altar and throw the ethrog, tie your foot. It's all done. It's been all done for 2,000 years. Like, as I've said all so often, every idea of man, every invention, every so-called improvement has been an attempt to flee the revelation of Christ. Without exception. Do you really understand that? We are in the night of the last day. This night has lasted 2,000 years, waiting for his people to sit down. Well, if I sat down, then blah, blah, blah. No. That's how you find out for sure that Jesus Christ is in you. You wait with the mind of Christ. Gary, you're doing it again.
Well, it's like it's not by the will of man that you can sit down. You can't decide, oh, this is all good and right, so I'm going to sit down.
Here we go again.
listen to what I'm saying.
I know. Okay.
See, that's a, that makes me a publican because I think you should be different than you are.
I don't think you should be different than you are.
Well, you're not a publican. You're just a sinner. Well, I mean, if you sit down by your own will, then you've engaged your flesh, I would say, to enact the scripture that you agree with.
Then I'd say if you got baptized, you didn't get baptized, you just got wet.
Well, this is an attempt to clarify this.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
And that's what I'm doing.
Well, you think you sit down because you're too tired to stand up anymore.
No, you've seen the end.
The vanity of even doing that.
That's why baptism is so critical. Because it's your burial, including your mind. If you have anything left to do, you shouldn't have gotten baptized. Because you won't get, it won't be a baptism, it'll be some ritual, but you'll get wet, it may be helpful for a minute. But you resurrect yourself rather than let him being resurrected. Therefore, you can't hear this.
Well, here's where I'm coming from. I'm putting it back on. It's like the tabernacle spread over Moses' lawn. Parable we talk about at the appointed time when God determines it all comes together. There will be sitting down.
There. But each of those pieces of the tabernacle was just sitting there,
just resting.
And the God put them together. The same is true. If the bride will be prepared, the bride will be created and is created, and it is already finished. By the way, from the people who are sitting, who have seen the abomination of desolation, who are sitting. It's over. And that's what baptism is about, because you're buried. You have no other option to sit. You're dead. Flesh is no better to be tested, including your mind. It's gone. It means nothing.
So a body is just a group of people waiting?
Waiting for him. But we aren't waiting with any, like we're not waiting for him to,
right,
to do something else. We're waiting. We know we're seated on the mercy seat, and we know that for us the seventh angel, it's poked out his eye, the seventh angel has stood up in us and declared the mystery is finished. In me, time is no more. Time is gone. If time is gone, you can't have any of these other discussions. We do the feast and we do the study to cement this.
Is that stand, the angel?
Hmm?
He says stand.
No, the angel stood on it. Said, go there. Go to Revelation 10. Remember, the judgment must first begin at the house of God. You are the house of God. You are the living temple. Not the huge temple, just the inside. The Holy of Holies. The holy place. The candlestick. The altar of showbread. All that is just, that's what that, it's not the big temple. I forgot where I said go.
Revelation 10.
Revelation 10.
Oh, yeah. I can excuse because I'm old. Verse 5. Well, let's go earlier. Verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book, open. And he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them no more. And write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which therein are, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. Now, when is that seal of what the seven thunders uttered, when is that opened? It says so in 2 Thessalonians. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. You remember he's saying, seal up those things. Now I'm saying that seal has been opened. Do you ever tell you the pages of my Bible stick together? I'm going to quit saying that. That's goofy. All right, listen now. Remember the statement the angel made to John. He said, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered. Now watch. Chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming or presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. And I've said this often. If this isn't true, if the day of Christ is not at hand, then I should be shot and every one of you should ignore everything I've ever said. And that's probably an option for some. Now, watch what it says. Until what? Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there become a falling away or an apostasy first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now I'm telling you, That day is come, because this man of sin, the son of perdition, has been revealed. And my God, it's me. It's all men. It's Gary. It's Sue. It's all of us. So that now the seal was opened, the seal is opened when the man of sin is revealed. Do you understand that? And the declaration is the same as the words of Christ. It's finished. All of these generations, there's been people telling all of God's people that you have to do this and that and this and that. That you've got to behave, and your flesh has to be, you've got to do these things, you've got to blah, 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 blah. But now all that's over. The man of sin, the son of perdition, has been revealed. Not just by me, by people all over. So it's a whole new world. Because his people are finally sitting down. Their home is no longer time and space. They are no longer loving anything in time and space. Or giving, love is the verb, as you heard me say often, giving breath to and giving importance to. There's nothing in time and space to give importance to. Because we see through everything to see everything is already on fire. Amen? So it's the waiting for God to show us something is over. It's already complete in you. That's why so many people, that everybody says, well, how come I've never heard this before? How come? How many people know it the minute they hear it? Because all it needed was a witness to spark that revelation that's already in them.
If you don't see this, then anything you see will be, you'll take it to the Antichrist and think that you're doing, you know, a good work.
Amen. And you'll think there's time left.
It has to fit. It doesn't have to fit the illusion that you are already believing.
Yeah. But this is, I know, like Gary, I know you see this. But I know also that sometimes you pay attention to your mind. And so, I'm but what I man, I really miss this when you were gone. Because here's what you're doing is for the benefit of people. It's for the benefit of this young lady here who listened a long time ago. And she heard. And I would bet she listened to this place where you were talking.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. This is not about me, actually.
But you understand the seventh angel, the seals are now open because the man of sin, the son of perdition, has been revealed?
What was this, not allowing him to write about that?
Yeah, well, he couldn't write. That there was nothing left to do. He couldn't write because man had not come to the end of themselves. The human race, because of its pure evilness, had to push self-realization to the ultimate end. That's why every area of thought and science is reaching chaos. And that's what they find. Because it'll come, let us reason together. Though my sin be a scarlet, that's the highest that reason can take you.
Let no man deceive you. He's not talking about another man.
Yeah.
Some other guy.
I mean, I guarantee you this will transform your life. Because your life is gone. He lives. The Word has been made flesh in you. Well, this is... Either this is true, or this is nuttier than anything anybody's ever said. This is nutty. This is worse than the rapture crap, or worse than the Mayan calendar, or aliens, or Scientology guys. I mean, we are just absolute idiots, fools, if this single issue is not correct. That's why we are all fools to the world. We're the off-scouring of all things. To be a friend of the world is to be an enemy of God. Amen?
Everything about this is like taking it to the edge of the cliff and then either jumping off or being pushed off. It's beyond. It's not at the edge. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's out there.
Oh, yeah. See, half the time, let me tell you a story. Half the time, my good friend, Mr. John Bojo, thinks I'm nuts.
Half?
Everybody's
half. And now I'm in big trouble because he's controlling that little, we got one of those machines from the doctor, and he's the guy that's running that machine, and he can make me flop like a fish out of water. So he's going to get even. But he knows too. He knows. At the core, he knows. Just like every one of you do. What?
Yeah, we do.
We
know, but we just are so quickly deceived. I mean, just as you are, I am, you know. I'm so quickly deceived into thinking that this illusion that we live in is all there is.
We're gonna study flesh and warfare here in a minute because it's in that. We're talking about soldiers. And this little thing that John the Baptist said to these people is just rich in revelation.
Are you billboarding now?
I'm billboarding the scriptures. All right, anybody have anything else? I'm quitting on time. Take a big guy.